Hello，大家好，我是 Susan，欢迎收听苏珊教美语，欢迎订阅我的微信公众号 Susan English 88。周一到周五，每天我都会跟大家分享地道、好玩、实用的美语干货。今天我们要继续朗读的是蔡志忠漫画中国文化经典《庄子说》庄子 Speaks。今天的这则故事是庄子里面最有名的一则故事，相信可能大家很早就听过了，叫做庄周梦蝶。我们先一起把中英双语来朗读一遍。庄周梦见蝴蝶 The dream of the butterfly。 有一天黄昏，庄周梦见自己变成了蝴蝶。One day at about sunset, Zhuang Zi dozed off and dreamed that he turned into a butterfly. 他拍拍翅膀，果然像是一只蝴蝶，快乐极了。这时候，他完全忘记自己是庄周。He flapped his wings, and sure enough, he was a butterfly. What a joyful feeling! As he fluttered about,He completely forgot that he was 庄子。过了一会儿，他在梦中大悟，原来那得意的蝴蝶就是庄周。Soon though, he realized that proud butterfly was in fact 庄子。
那么究竟是庄周做梦变成蝴蝶，还是蝴蝶做梦变成庄周？
Then,Was it 庄子 who dreamed that he was a butterfly, or was it a butterfly who dreamed that it was 庄子？
庄周可以是蝴蝶，蝴蝶也可以是庄周。
Maybe 庄子 was the butterfly, and maybe the butterfly was 庄子。
非常有意思的故事，我们一起再来把这段涉及到的重点单词每一个再来朗读三遍。
Dream, D-R-E-A-M, dream, dream,
做梦。
Butterfly, butterfly, B-U-T-T-E-R-F-L-Y, butterfly,
蝴蝶。
Sunset, S-U-N-S-E-T,Sunset,
sunset, 日落，傍晚。
Doze off, D-O-Z-E-O-F-F, doze off, doze off,
打瞌睡。
Turn into, T-U-R-N-I-N-T-O, turn into, turn into,
变成。
Flap, flap, F-L-A-P,Flap,
拍打。
Wings, wings, W-I-N-G-S, wings,
翅膀。
Flap wings,
拍打翅膀。
Sure enough, sure enough,
果然如此，不出所料。
S-U-R-E, E-N-O-U-G-H, sure enough. Joyful.J-J-O-Y-F-U-L, joyful, joyful,
令人欢喜的，令人高兴的。
Flutter about, F-L-U-T-T-E-R-A-B-O-U-T, flutter about, flutter about,
扑动翅膀。
Completely, C-O-M-P-L-E-T-E-L-Y, completely, completely,
完全的。
Realize, realize, R-E-A-L-I-Z-E, realize,
发现。
Proud, P-R-O-U-D, proud, proud,
骄傲的，自负的。接下来我们把所有的单词串在一起，我们再把这个英文版本的故事再读一遍。
The dream of the butterfly. One day at about sunset,庄子 dozed off and dreamed that he turned into a butterfly. He flapped his wings
And sure enough, he was a butterfly. What a joyful feeling! As he fluttered about, he completely forgot that he was Zhuang Zi. Soon, though, he realized that that proud butterfly was, in fact, Zhuang Zi. Then, was it Zhuang Zi who dreamed that he was a butterfly, or was it a butterfly who dreamed that it was Zhuang Zi? Maybe Zhuang Zi was the butterfly, and maybe the butterfly was Zhuang Zi.
好了，那我们今天的故事就朗读到这边。欢迎大家订阅我的微信公众号 Susan English 88，新浪微博 @Susan 教美语，也欢迎大家报名我的美语培训课程。如果你想要强化你的这个口语和美语的话呢，你可以在我的微信公众号里看到课程的购买详情。那我们今天就到这边 ，See you， 拜拜。